The FBI was certain its new fingerprint processing system would help solve cases faster. But a year into using the next-generation identification system, known as NGI, the Bureau is reaping benefits beyond what it imagined 5 years ago when it first began to update the key crime-solving service. Stephen Morris is the Assistant Director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division. He tells Executive Editor Jason Miller about how NGI's technology advancements are changing the way the FBI works.
We talk about the build. We talk about an incremental build. You got six of those increments. But what you also hear people talk about is the modalities, and the modalities represent the types of biometrics that NGI can process. So right now, in its current condition, NGI is clearly fingerprints, but we can also, with NGI, leverage palm print technology, which some people consider that one and the same, but they are slightly different. So you got palm prints, you got latent fingerprints. We also have some ability to do what we call text-based searches of scars, marks, or tattoos primarily, where officers may describe a particular tattoo and that's entered into the system. So there's a text-based search capability. And then one of the big features in terms of modalities as far as biometrics is facial recognition. And that was a capability that was rolled out last September when we did our final or the full operational capability of NGI.
A year into this, it's making a huge difference. I know just from talking to some of the others in the law enforcement community. Talk a little bit about the results you're seeing from NGI, whether it is, again, the facial recognition piece or all of the pieces put together that make up NGI.
In a soup-to-nuts way of looking at it, from the deployment of some of the new technology, the larger screens and the faster processors, which I talked about in increment zero, we realized efficiencies from day one, because as we roll that equipment out, it made it easier for our examiners to process the current workload that the legacy APHIS system was generating. As we rolled out every increment, and that's kind of the beauty of an incremental agile development, is as you deliver increments, you realize the efficiencies from those before you move to the next increment. So it's kind of like a building block. So with every increment that we deployed, we had success and we had efficiencies that we gained. So what started out is just pure business efficiencies from the better technology with the equipment. I think one of the real successes in increment one, we deployed a new search algorithm within NGI. And when I say a search algorithm, that's the search algorithm that the computer uses to process and identify fingerprints that get submitted for searches. The legacy APHIS system that was in place for the previous 20 years, the search algorithm had a success rate of about 92%, which was pretty accurate, and it was tremendously successful. And like I said, law enforcement relied on that for decades. But with the new search algorithm that we deployed with Increment 1 back in 2011, that accuracy went up to about 99.6%, slightly more than 99%. That has been a huge, can't overstate how successful that has been, because just to kind of to describe that, when we first deployed that new search algorithm for about a five-day period, we ran the legacy APHIS algorithm in parallel with the new algorithm that NGI has, and we ran those parallel together for 5 days. So all transactions went into both systems that we got over a five-day period. And as a result of that, the new search algorithm identified somewhere around 910 candidates were identified with the new algorithm that the old algorithm missed. So when you think of it in that scale over a five-day period, that is a huge, huge improvement. And so the search algorithm really was the beginning of a number of successes that I think exceeded our expectations, because with that also it improved our latent search algorithms, and that's the algorithms that the system uses to search latent prints. And it's slightly different because latent prints are harder to process than just standard flat fingerprint submissions. And with the latent search capability, the accuracy and the results from the new latent algorithm, and that was deployed in increment 3, which is about middle of 2013, our success rate with processing latent prints tripled. They were three times more accurate with the new search algorithm for latent prints. Matter of fact, there's a lot of media outlets throughout the country are reporting successes within state and local law enforcement agencies who are solving cold cases at a pace that they've never seen before. And that is simply because word is getting out through our partners and our state police and the folks that we rely on that we work with daily. So they're literally pulling old cases off the shelf and submitting them or resubmitting them and getting leads and getting identifications from that.
Two other things about NGI that stands out is obviously the response time and the capacity issues. Talk a little bit about the benefits you're seeing in both of those areas.
As far as capacity goes, you know, the old legacy system, when it was built and designed, I think it had a capacity of somewhere around 60,000 is what that system was spec'd out at. And over the years, we would keep adding technology to it and adding different things to it to build it up to accommodate the volumes up to the point where when we retired it last year, it was averaging about 160,000 transactions a day. This current system, the current NGI that we have now, I think it is built to inspect out to accommodate up to 600,000 transactions a day from a daily transaction standpoint. And when APHIS was originally rolled out about 20 years ago, we had an average turnaround time of less than 2 hours was kind of the system requirements for delivering responses. With today's technology, we're returning responses in a matter of seconds.
I mean, that's huge to go from a couple hours to seconds. That's probably, tell me if you agree, is probably one of the biggest benefits of the new technology and the new system.
Right. Well, I mean, that's clearly what people have come to expect. It's like with anything else, you know, in today's society, people not only want more, but they want it faster. So that presents unique challenges. And you know, and NGI was developed and designed knowing that was going to be the expectation. So we think we've built in that capability. But you're right, as we progress years down the road, it's hard to imagine how can you improve on seconds. But who knows? You just never know what the future holds. But, you know, we like to think that the speed and accuracy are clearly two big, huge successes with NGI. But I think, quite frankly, what we're seeing is some of the success from some of the other capabilities that NGI offers that the legacy APHIS system did not offer. And one of those, and I mentioned it earlier, was facial recognition. Facial recognition was not something that the old system had the capability to support. NGI does. And again, that is nothing more than automating an otherwise manual process. You know, when law enforcement or when investigators bring someone in and they sit them down at a table and say, hey, do you recognize anybody in this book that could be your subject or could be your witness? You know, and they spend hours going through, you know, three-ring binders looking at mugshot photos. We've automated that process with NGI, except now law enforcement agencies have the ability to submit a photograph into NGI, a digital photograph that they would have from any of their investigations, and they can submit a search against millions of arrest photos. And again, returning responses in a relatively short period of time. To be able to search millions of photos, you know, for searches in, you know, a matter of a couple hours or whatever is pretty amazing.
It is. I mean, and that is needed nowadays, which also leads me down to that other path of when NGI was first conceived back in 2010 or even 2009, the idea of mobility, the mobile devices, whether it's smartphones or tablet computers were not really big at that time, comparably to they are now. Have you guys had to make changes or updates to take advantage of this mobile capability? Because NGI may, you know, run best on a thick client, and now you got to use, if you will, thin clients, so mm-hmm. to speak.
That was one of those things that our users and the folks who use the system were asking for more of, and that was the mobility part. Prior to NGI being deployed, we ran a kind of a pilot program for a number of years here off the old system where law enforcement officers could carry a small scanning device, look kind of somewhat like a bulky cell phone that they could carry. But most of them, depending on the particular vendor, would have one or two fingerprint capabilities, a smaller. And so individuals, if they encountered someone and they had reason to believe they weren't being truthful about their ID, they could take one or two fingerprints, either an index or a thumbprint, and it would run a search of what we referred to at that time as our risk repository. And that was it stands for the Repository for Individuals of Special Concern. And essentially what we did is we took, for lack of a better word, we took the worst of the worst out of NCIC. Those are people that are wanted for, you know, murder, arrest warrants. They may be known or suspected terrorists, sex offenders, violent offenders. In other words, kind of the worst of the worst that sat in NCIC. And so it reduced the holdings that had to be searched, and that actually proved successful for these mobile devices. So it's very impractical to think that a police officer could use a device like that and search against 100 million prints. It just wasn't, the timeliness wasn't there. It just wasn't reliable. So we kind of distilled the database down to the worst of the worst. And it actually proved very effective in being able to deliver responses to an officer in less than a minute. We built that as a permanent capability with NGI, so now it's not just a pilot anymore, but it's a permanent capability that allows NGI to connect with mobile devices. And the whole intent there is to give accurate searches in a short amount of time. And currently today, we're averaging over 1 million searches a day, and we're responding back in an average time of under 4 seconds.
Stephen Morris is the Assistant Director of the FBI's Criminal Justice Information Services Division. In part two of his interview with Jason Miller, Morris will discuss how other agencies are taking advantage of the next-generation identification system. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click Share with Friends.